Welcome to our podcast on how envy is portrayed in movies. We're going to be focusing on the movie Seven from 1995 by director David Fincher and writer Andrew Kevin Walker. Before we get into the interview portion and the movie itself in the podcast, let's take a quick look at how we define envy and where we get our definition from. I'm your host, and usually for a definition, Cambridge or Oxford Dictionary are the places to go. So that is exactly what we did, and the Cambridge Dictionary defines envy as a feeling of discontent or resentful longing aroused by someone else's possessions, qualities, or luck. In other words, you wish you had something that another person has, but also you wish you had a quality or possession that another person has. If you're now thinking what I was thinking, what is the difference between envy and jealousy then? Again, any online dictionary can not only give you a translation but also a definition. And for jealousy, the connotation was defined by more anger than envy, and it therefore describes a feeling of unhappiness and anger because of someone has something or even someone that you want. But it's also defined as showing an envious resentment of someone or their achievements, possessions, or advantages. I hope we now have made things a little clearer after giving you these definitions. And now let's get into the movie and what exactly it is about. If you've not seen the movie Seven yet, this is your official spoiler warning. We will be talking about a particular scene and it is going to spoil the movie for you. But in short, the movie is about two detectives played by Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt that are trying to catch a serial killer in an unnamed town. This serial killer, in his own words, kills people for committing one of the seven deadly sins. And the scene we are going to be talking about is towards the end of the movie and is about the kill for the remaining sin, envy. Now our two interviewees each get one question in regard to envy and or jealousy in the movie Seven. Okay, the first question is, does the situation depicted in Seven qualify as envy or rather jealousy? And how does the killer John Doe portray it?
When John Doe turns himself in, the viewer immediately realizes something is wrong. According to his plan, there are still two deaths to come, as Envy and Ralph still remain. In the iconic climactic scene of Seven, John Doe reveals that he killed Tracy, the wife of David Mills. Tracy herself did not commit one of the seven deadly sins. Doe himself rather becomes Envy. He explains to Mills that he's envious of the normal life the Mills have lived, as they do not see the world in the way Doe sees it, having the urge to change it in his own perfidious way. In our everyday life, the terms jealousy and envy are often used in a wrong way, as they have similar but not the same meanings. We have already established the definitions of jealousy and envy. Both jealousy and envy have strong feelings connected to them. John Doe, throughout the whole movie, is a very calculating person. He does not act emotional at all, as everything he does follows a strict plan. Of course, the whole thing is also just part of his calculated plan, and we can assume that the killing of Tracy was not an emotional act, but rather part of his plan. The only emotion he shows is when talking about how he despises the world we live in. Still, we can look at how he defines himself being envious and if it really describes being envious or jealous. We can also assume that although he does not show strong emotions towards not being able to live a simple life, that he might still have some of the thoughts he portrays and still wonder what it would like to be living the life of a normal person. First of all, the definition of jealousy means that someone is being overprotected of one's possessions clearly does not apply, as John Doe wants to have something another person has accomplished. Furthermore, the non-emotional reaction is also a sign of being envious, as the definition of jealousy holds stronger emotional reactions such as unhappiness and anger. Of course, killing someone because you want to have something they have seems rather angry and emotional at first, but once again, it is not the result of an angry outburst, but instead of an elaborated plan. All in all, I do not think that John Doe is really envious. He's rather an actor who plays envy. He himself explains that he wanted to play husband for one day, and in the end, it just was there to benefit his plan. If we look closely at the situation, however, we can see that he was happy to change his plan just for his own pleasure and to mess with the detectives in a perfidious way. In the end, not all seven people who died represent one of the deadly sins. As Tracy was just a tool, John Doe himself does not really count as envy in my opinion, and Ralph, represented by Detective Mills, remains alive.
Thank you very much for answering that question. Now moving on to our second one. Since the connotation for envy is generally more positive than that of jealousy, Does the religious concept of envy as a sin still uphold today?
Sure, envy can sometimes be seen in a positive light. It can inspire us to strive for success and motivate us to achieve the same things we admire in others. Think of it as a little nudge towards self-improvement and ambition. But I don't believe that that necessarily means that the concept of envy as a sin is outdated. I think it does still uphold quite well today. And the reason being is that by viewing envy as a sin, we are reminded of that excessive longing for what others possess, which can lead to a slippery slope of moral decline. And religious teachings encourage us to appreciate our own blessings and practice gratitude and humility, especially in our society where social media often fuels our desire for material wealth and comparison with others. The idea of envy as a sin serves as a gentle reminder to be content with what we have and find happiness in our own unique lives. Envy can also create a toxic and divisive environment, because when left unchecked, as we can see with the movie Seven, it can breed resentment and ill will towards others. By considering envy as a sin, religious teachings encourage us to be more empathetic, more compassionate, and genuinely happy for others' successes. And in a way, that functions as a call to celebrate achievements together and support one another instead of tearing each other down. Moreover, the religious concept of envy acts as a moral compass in decision-making. It prompts us to reflect on our intentions and motivations when pursuing our goals. Are we driven by genuine personal growth, or are we solely focused on outdoing others? And by recognizing envy as a sin, religious teachings encourage us to take a deeper look within ourselves, fostering ethical behavior and personal integrity. So, even though the connotation of envy may have changed to a more positive one, the religious concept of envy as a sin still holds its significance today. It reminds us to find contentment, embrace gratitude, and show empathy towards others. And by acknowledging the negative aspects of envy, we're kind of offered guidance on how to navigate our desires and ambitions in a way that can promote personal growth. And obviously this is very romanticized, but I do believe that viewing envy as a sin does retain its significance, as we still tend to view it as a negative emotion.
And to you as well, thank you very much for answering that question. I hope if you were listening, you learned something new and interesting about the movie Seven, and also the feelings of envy and jealousy and how they might be portrayed by a certain individual such as a serial killer. Thank you for listening and have a good day.